Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. 18th Year of Fun, Food, Festivities at Newton Taiwan Day, by Julie M. Cohen. As David Chang's kids, Brianna, 8, and Ian, 5, busied themselves creating art, the Brookline dad had more pressing issues on his mind, namely, when he'd be able to satisfy his craving for the classic Taiwanese street food that translates to small sausage in a large sausage. Chang and hundreds of others at the Newton Taiwan Day celebration on May 2nd enjoyed crafts, games, entertainment, and plenty of food, including the pork sausage stuffed into a rice sausage, during the free event, which took place outside the Hyde Community Center. The celebration, marking its 18th anniversary, was organized by the Newton Taiwan Day Committee and the Hyde Community Center in partnership with the Culture Center of TECO in Boston. TECO in Boston is the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office Boston, which serves as Taiwan's de facto consulate for much of New England and is located at the Hyde. Entertainment ranged from traditional drumming and martial arts to intricate fan dances and the crowd-pleasing lion dance performed by members of the Kuangkau Chinese School. The lions not only interacted with the crowds, they also offered up oranges to the VIPs, including Mayor Mark Laredo, standing on stage. While some watched the acts, other attendees wove their way through the crowd to check out the numerous organizations at each booth and to join long lines at the booths of several popular food vendors. Members of one nonprofit, the Buddhist Tsuchi Foundation, sold vegetarian food and demonstrated an abridged Buddha bathing ceremony for those interested in learning more about the ritual. A few other booths put the Formosan or Taiwanese black bear in the spotlight, with adorable handmade pocketbooks shaped like the animal or even balloons twisted to mimic its form. After receiving their balloon sculptures, attendees Daisy, 8, and Miko, 6, confirmed that with all the food, crafts, and freebies, the day was a success and quite fun. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.